WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle now offers daily service to the Austin airport. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting takes up realigning a future street intersection that has received neighborhood opposition. The proposal of extending Harper's Ferry from the Nantucket neighborhood past Arrington Road into the new Margrave subdivision, where more than 1,000 homes will be built, was endorsed last week by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
If my expectation is that that roadway is always going to be the way it was when I first lived there, then yeah, I'm going to get frustrated, I'm going to get angry, and I'm going to get upset. But I guess because I've worked in the planning business, I understand that we design roadways and build roadways for future growth and development.
P&Z Chairwoman Jane Key was part of the unanimous vote that followed opposition from Nantucket homeowners, some who spoke before Brazos County Commissioners 2 weeks ago. Tonight's request to create the four-way intersection was filed by the county. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting also includes reconsideration of an impact fee for roads. Mayor Carl Mooney says the fee should remain as it is projected to generate $12 million over the next 10 years. One example he gave during a visit on our show is the joint project with Brazos County to rebuild Arrington Road, which is currently in the county.
It's incumbent, I believe, upon the city to take a look and, when it can, partner with the county so that when those roads do become part of the city, we're not having to go back then at higher prices and rebuild them.
Collection of College Station's roadway impact fee is scheduled to start December 1st, about a year after it was approved by the council. The next round of detours along the Earl Rudder Freeway starts today. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports new freeway ramps are opening for southbound traffic between Highway 21 and MLK. Then the southbound ramps between MLK and William Joel Bryan will close. This continues a freeway project that began more than 4 years ago. Another state lawmaker representing Brazos County has announced running for re-election next year. Kyle Cassell, who runs a large-scale cattle business and full-service hunting operation near College Station, is seeking his fourth term in District 12, which also includes all of Robertson Falls and Limestone counties and part of McLennan County. Previously announcing his run for re-election was John Rainey of Bryan. This Saturday marks the annual Boonville Days Texas Heritage Festival at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History.
It's awfully hard to know where you're going if you don't know who you are and where you've been.
Executive Director Deborah Kalman says there is fun for the whole family, including pony rides, live demonstrations, and authentic chuck wagon food.
Those lunches are $10 a piece, and we're pre-selling the tickets because we have a very limited number of lunches that each wagon can actually make because they do it in the old style.
Dr. Kalman says something else to sign up for ahead of time is the 9th annual Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K, which kicks off Saturday's events. You can find more information and a full schedule of events online at BrazosValleyMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our social media, Facebook and Twitter at WTAW 1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
On Wednesday, October 18th at 6 p.m., join Bishop Joe S. Vasquez of Austin as he'll offer a massive celebration at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Bryan in recognition of the permanent home of a first-class relic of St. Anthony of Padua. After Mass, there'll be a candlelight procession, and all are welcome to St. Anthony Catholic Church, 308 South Parker Avenue in Bryan, to enjoy the blessings of the Lord through the intercession of the great miracle worker St. Anthony. For more information, Facebook St. Anthony's in Bryan or log on to St. Anthony's.org.
There has never been a better time to shop Amish Furniture for generations than right now for their huge bedroom floor model sale. Featuring best-selling Amish builders like Schwartz, Schrox, Miller, and more. Find up to 25% off select bedroom floor models and 10% off new orders. That means remarkable savings on exquisite handcrafted solid wood American-made bedrooms. You don't want to miss this spectacular bedroom sale at Amish Furniture for generations on Boonville Road in Bryan.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Some quiet and warm weather coming up for the region as high pressure northeast of the region continues to shift away from the area. Sunshine today will bring our temperatures up to 85 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. More sunshine tomorrow, highs close to 90. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of 70 degrees. Sunny start to the weekend and it's warm. Highs on Saturday, close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M football has been looking for that veteran presence at wide receiver. They seem to have gotten it with senior wideout Damian Ratley. Coach Kevin Sumlin calls him the most improved player on offense.
He's an example of what real confidence and maturity does for you.
And hear a little bit more from Coach Kevin Sumlin on Ratley, as well as from Damian himself, as the Aggies gear up to take on Florida this Saturday in Gainesville. We'll also be talking Major League Baseball playoffs. The Astros are going to be squaring off with the New York Yankees. The Yanks defeated the Cleveland Indians 5-2 last night. They came back from down 2-0 in that division series against the Tribe, and they got the victory last night. We'll talk about that, as well as over in the National League, the Nationals and Cubs still duking it out to try and take on the Dodgers in the NLCS. All that more coming up in sports.
So actually, stayed up to the end of that game.
What's that?
I stayed up till the end of that game.
So the Indians and the Tribe?
I watched about the last inning and a half until Cleveland blew it.
Yeah, I almost fell asleep during that Brett Gardner at bat.
Yeah.
Because that thing lasted forever. But yeah, I stayed up for the end. And
it's interesting. I think they mentioned the number of – look, I really like college baseball a lot. I really enjoy it because, you know, all it takes is a 20-year-old to let go of a ball in a way he didn't intend, and boom, the game can change.
Yeah.
The pros, it doesn't happen as often. But just, you know,
You like college baseball because of the errors?
Because it's sloppy.
Hey, there's nothing better than a Friday night football game when it is fourth down and goal, and you got 15 seconds left, and the kid in the backfield just got dumped by his girlfriend that morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow,
you were such a cranky old man.
No. That's about overcoming adversity.
It sounds like he's just taking joy in other people's misfortunes.
That's exactly what it sounds like to me, too.
No, I just, the idea that there's a margin of error. That's what I like, because then you overcome that margin of error and you succeed.
Okay. I like that they're just in it for the love of the game,
Scott. The love
of
the game,
the love of the game, Scott.
Yeah, that's it. Which isn't true in Major League Baseball.
True.
They mentioned, though, I think that
since they started doing
the wild card deal in the playoffs, 23 teams have won over 100 games a season, and only 3 of them have won the World Series.
Yeah,
which is interesting. Because now Cleveland's out, because they had, a stupendous winning streak.
Yeah, like 22 games.
Yeah. And so they're gone.
They're done.
Yeah, because Yankees won 100, the Dodgers won 100, and the Astros won 100.
Okay.
Right?
So
we'll see how all that works.
So,
cool.
So you still got that going for you, which is nice. But
we don't broadcast them. We broadcast the Rangers.
Yeah, right. We do.
And, you know, Aaron Judge, who's the big-time superstar, he'd set a record in the division series for 3 games with 4 strikeouts.
Ooh.
Each of the games.
Yikes. Well, he's just waiting for the,
waiting for the big base
hit. Big stage.
The big knock.
That's it. The big, either you strike, Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth, remember.
That's true.
Led the majors in strikeouts. So I don't know. I was going to try to find a little background on this. I don't know the diplomatic relationship between Russia and Turkmenistan. I found out that Turkmenistan has a lot of natural gas. And that's important to a whole lot of countries, including Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Russia's competing right now with China and the European Union and U.S. America for access to these Turkmenistan riches that are going on. And it appears that the Russians have, as they say, locked horns over price negotiation for gas exports to Russia. All that to tell you this, that Putin had his 65th birthday, and the president of Turkmenistan gave him a puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, he gave him a puppy.
A little St. Bernard puppy.
Oh.
So
what a great birthday gift.
Now we, and that's, see, that's what he's thinking. If I can get on Putin's good side, I'll just give him a puppy, and we'll be able to settle this
puppies
price
make the world better.
They really do.
Maybe that will...
I mean, I don't know why that was never an answer. You know, how would you accomplish world peace? Puppies. Duh.
And then you got a picture of Pooty Poot kissing the dog on the head.
Oh, wow. That's great. So, that is just
well,
great.
Apparently it's a Turkmen shepherd dog.
Oh.
So it's like an indigenous dog. I don't think
but it's a dog
specific
native
to
right,
their country.
Right.
Yeah.
So apparently Turkmenistan. I was wondering what you call people from Turkmenistan. Maybe you call them Turkmen?
Turkmenistes, maybe. I have
Turkmenistanians?
No,
I have, that's yeah. It's a mouthful.
It would be a lot of syllables, there's no doubt. Hey, shout out to the officials of the Northeast Independent School District in San Antonio. You hear what they did?
No,
I did not.
2 days ago, they renamed Robert E. Lee High School.
Okay.
Because they've been catching some heat.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so they decided, what are they going to do? Well, Monday, the trustees voted that Lee High would be renamed Legacy of Educational Excellence High School.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, absolutely.
You are dead serious.
Wow.
Absolutely. The board president named Shannon Grona says the name is a compromise that retains the school's history and lessens the expensive process of renaming and rebranding
oh
the school
gosh.
Completely. Is that great?
That's very, very
what do you
smart.
Mean, what do you mean you're not going to rebrand? Yeah. Oh, well, you don't have to. Yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah,
take
yeah.
off
yeah.
the
no,
you
get...
take off the Robert E. and it just
yeah.
Lee.
Lee High School.
Just
yeah.
Lee.
So,
nice.
Well, you know, I went to Robert E. Lee High School up in Tyler as
okay.
well. And
yep.
so up in Tyler, they've got that whole thing going on.
Oh, are they
on
going
where...
on with that now?
Oh, yeah. They're going on with it with everybody.
So what's
going
to happen?
I really don't know. I don't think the taxpayers are going to be all for it. But, I mean, back in the day, now this is when my parents went there. That was when they had the name change from the Rebels to the Raiders.
Okay.
And now they're the Red Raiders.
Right.
And everybody refers to them as Tyler Lee anyways.
Sure.
And also because there are other Robert E. Lee high schools out there.
Yep.
So there's like Midland Lee and then there's Tyler Lee. But, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't surprise me one bit if it got changed, but who knows?
Long time ago, of course, there was Stephen F. Austin in Bryan. And so what would happen is when they would print the high school football scores in the newspaper, it would say Bryan Austin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, nobody knows what that
means.
Yeah.
No.
But of course, that changed when they became Vikings.
SFA,
and
then they just turned to a middle school.
All right, so how many times have you needed to maybe do something new you hadn't done before, so
mm-hmm.
you just Google how-to?
Right.
Makes
right.
sense? Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
And quite often there's YouTube videos on some how-to stuff. Guy in, in Pinellas County, Florida, needed some money. So
how to rob a bank.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Well, he Googled how to rob a bank. After the robbery at the Achievia Credit Union on Thursday morning of last week, deputies were on the lookout for the suspect who implied to the teller that he had a gun, implied, and then took off with an undisclosed amount of money. They did eventually arrest 26-year-old William Joe Johnson about 10:45 on Monday night.
So I wonder who people, like, if there's actual bank robbers who write this stuff on Google about how to rob banks, or is it just somebody that's just like, hey, I think I know how to do it. I'm not actually going to do it, but I'll write it on Google.
If you want that in your search history, you can go ahead and do that. In the interview with deputies, Mr. Johnson admitted to robbing the bank.
I was going to say, how did they find out?
Yeah, he told officials he needed the money, so he looked on Google how to rob a bank. He had a plan to rob a different bank just down the road, but walked out when he saw that the teller was a, quote, large male.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so then he went to the credit union instead.
That was in the helpful tips section.
Yes. And
don't mess with Biggin.
Exactly. See, checkbox of things to do to be successful as a bank robber. He said, but he needed the money, you see, because he had rent and he had bills.
So many things to pay for.
And he had a drug binge that he wanted to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I just really wanted to do some shrooms, man.
Exactly. So they arrested him at a Holiday Inn Express, which is no. I mean, it has nothing to do with Holiday Inn Express.
Holiday Inn. Yeah,
he's no longer a guest at the hotel. He's staying in the Pinellas County Jail.
He's a guest at the other hotel.
The investigation's going, and you know, the food may be better at one than the other. I'm not sure, but nonetheless, I just like
how to rob a bank.
Like the idea that he felt like that was someplace that he could go, and that it would work well. Okay, so let's say that you're Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
Let's say that you're really, really, really rich.
Okay.
Yeah, and you probably are.
I would go buy a puppy.
Would you? And who would you give it to?
Pootie Poot.
Yeah. What would Coda think if you just came home with a new dog?
With a new dog. She would not be very happy.
So he wants to roll out his virtual reality product. Okay. That he's got out there. So he figured, sure, I'll just take an area and we'll do VR with that and see how it works.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg led a video tour through Puerto Rico's flooded streets in a video broadcast on Facebook Live. It was an attempt to promote the company's new VR feature. Folks were quick to blast Zuckerberg, calling him a heartless billionaire, accusing him of exploiting disaster. Zuckerberg responded, saying, "One of the most powerful features of VR is empathy. My goal here was to show how VR can raise awareness and help us see what's happening in different parts of the world. I also wanted to share the news of our partnership with the Red Cross to help with the recovery." Reading some of the comments, he says, "I realize this wasn't clear, and I'm sorry to anyone this offended."
Yeah, I mean, use the VR feature. Let's go into a place of devastation.
Right.
And see how that feels.
Let's bring all our money and cool gadgets. Yeah. And
exactly.
These people just need food and water. Yeah.
Did you maybe bring a couple of helos full of stuff that they might need while you're bringing your little VR machine in there? Well, all right. Anyway. No winner last night. Even if you won, you wouldn't be as rich as Mark Zuckerberg. It's only $143 million.
Only $143.
Yep. So anyway, they'll do it again on Saturday, and your chances of winning are $292.2 million to $1.
Okay. So you're saying there's a chance.
There is. That's exactly right. It's just it's kind of out there, and you know, you might be able to do that.
You can't win unless you participate.
True. All right, here's news for Yankees, food news for Yankees.
All right.
If you don't go to the drive-thru at your fast food restaurant, you're tired of chicken, you're tired of beef, you're tired of fish, folks over at Arby's, they've got the meat, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the meats.
That's it. Listen to you. So, and you know who that is?
No. Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Right, Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. used to be, I think, James Earl Jones a long time ago?
No, I didn't know it was Ving Rhames that did that.
Yeah, it is Ving Rhames who does that. So anyhow, so Arby's giving you a once-over with a brand-new venison sandwich.
I think we talked about it.
We did, but it's coming up this Saturday. It's available for only one day.
Mm-hmm.
All 3,300... I didn't sound like you were going to run.
I love venison. Okay, I love fish. I don't order fish from fast food restaurants.
No, because you don't know how.
Not even Long John Silver's.
They specialize
in fish.
Yes, they do. You're exactly. That's what I meant.
You know,
to say.
I drive by that one in Bryan quite often, and I resist the urge to pull into the parking lot, Zach. Mm.
Yeah, the steering wheel is
all
trying to pull you over there.
Flaky, buttery goodness.
Oh, I'm telling you, and put some extra Krispies in there.
Ooh,
too.
Yeah.
Anyway, the deer meat. That's what it says in here.
Okay.
That's for
just
people,
for people who
again,
don't know.
They're Yankees. They don't have any
What's
idea.
What's this venison?
Man, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, there are people in Kansas going, wow, this is really good.
Ooh,
what is this?
Check out this fancy new meat at Arby's.
Yeah, the taste sensation will feature grass-fed, free-range meat from New Zealand.
It's not even
U.S. American deer.
What?
Oh, man.
Crispy.
Careful, you know those aren't really deer. They're sheep.
Yeah, that's right. Crispy onions and a berry sauce, whatever that
now,
means.
Now, I will be, well, obviously the pictures are always going to look pretty good.
Are you going to try it?
It looks pretty dang good.
All right. We'll let you try it.
And they're also got the elk sandwich.
In Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana.
I mean, are they so overpopulated with elk that they need to make sandwiches out of them?
Well, depends on where you are, but yes, that's true. That can be a problem. There's Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana will have that apparently in all their locations, and then there'll be an elk meat sandwich at just one location in each state on the same day.
Okay. And apparently they have a surplus of deer in Australia.
In New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand, whatever.
Well, that's the deal. They don't want to make it tough on the sheep because they got a lot of sheep there. But again, a berry sauce.
Okay.
Well, if you want to taste test that over the weekend, let us know. Then that'd be, you know.
We'll report.
All right.
We'll report.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Good morning, 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Winds are going to come back around out of the south later on today, and it's going to warm things up. We'll be up to about 87 or so, 70 tonight, then 90 on Friday and Saturday, Sunday close to 90, and then it cools down a little bit on Monday with a slight chance of showers. Right now, winds out of the north at 5, 78% relative humidity, fair skies at 62.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Pre-Cafaro, former Ohio State senator who now teaches at American University's School of Public Affairs, is a Democrat. In the Washington Examiner, Ms. Cafaro writes that she has always been a proud Democrat, but now she's disappointed in Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden for not speaking up right away about Harvey Weinstein's failures. Now, she says that Hillary should have denounced Harvey Weinstein right away and should have donated any money to organizations that support victims of sexual assault, because Hillary presented herself as a champion of women during her failed presidential campaign. The country is watching, Cafaro writes. More importantly, victims of sexual assault are watching. The most prominent among us must show that people like Weinstein, regardless of fame or finances, are held accountable for such unconscionable behavior. Now, Ms. Cafaro, do you remember when Bill Clinton's failures came to light? The country was watching then, too. And we saw the way proud Democrats behaved, Joe and Hillary included. We especially remember Hillary leading the Bimbo Eruptions Unit to discredit Bill's victims and how she whined about a vast right-wing conspiracy. As for Harvey Weinstein, he's just the latest proud sexual predator Democrat to get caught. But how did he get away with it for so long? By being a good liberal like you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
See, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their fourth annual military salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmerd, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It is 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last year, the College Station City Council adopted roadway impact fees, which are scheduled to start being collected this December 1st and are projected to generate $12 million over the next 10 years. Tonight's council meeting agenda includes a proposal to not collect the fee. Mayor Carl Mooney on our show wants to collect impact fees for, among other reasons, to help pay for rebuilding Arrington Road, which is currently outside the city limits.
Until you have the money, it's hard to be able to explain or to actually go out and contract to get work done.
Mooney says since Arrington Road will eventually be annexed, it's incumbent upon the city to work with Brazos County to build roads that meet city standards. 2 weeks ago, Brazos County commissioners heard from opponents of realigning intersections along Arrington Road in and out of a new development where 1,000 homes are planned to be built. Tonight's College Station City Council agenda includes formalizing the county's request to continue Harper's Ferry from Arrington into the Margrave subdivision. The request was unanimously approved last week by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Chairwoman Jane Key says streets need to be connected.
I've lived in a development in a neighborhood that was a single access in and single access out, and my house burned down, and you know, maybe it would have saved more of it if there'd been another way in or out.
Marie Wolf was among Nantucket area residents voicing their opposition to the county commission 2 weeks ago.
While Castlegate and Margraves Ranch streets will be designed to minor collector specifications, ours is what it is, and I don't see anyone focusing on our neighborhood roadway safety issues.
The proposed street would continue west to Greens Prairie Road. College Station police reported going to an apartment 15 times in the last 3 months to deal with disturbances and welfare concerns between a mother and her daughter.
The latest call on Tuesday morning resulted in the arrest of the daughter, 29-year-old Stephanie Sichelski, on a charge of family violence assault. The daughter told police her mother had also struck her. According to the arrest report, neighbors told 911 the women had been fighting for nearly 2 hours. The daughter was arrested, according to the officer, because the mother was more than likely to be the victim because of her feeble health, and the daughter was larger and stronger. A Brazos County Sheriff's deputy's off work after being punched in the face so hard he suffered a brain bleed and had to have stitches in his upper lip. 35-year-old Matthew Thomas Garcia of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault of a public servant and resisting arrest. According to the arrest report, Garcia was shot with a taser after striking the deputy Tuesday morning in the Bryan MHMR office. According to online records, Garcia has gone to jail 3 times on assault charges. An inspection of a Northgate bar following the Alabama football game last weekend led to an arrest by College Station police. According to the CSPD report, there were 140 people on the second floor of the hookah station. The maximum occupancy is 109. The officer who made the headcount was directed by bar staff to the person in charge, who, according to the arrest report, would not identify himself after being asked at least 5 times, and he would not be signing any citation. That led to the arrest of 33-year-old Muhammad Swiden for failing to identify himself. 3 Houston women are accused of taking almost $3,000 of cosmetics from JCPenney's at the Post Oak Mall. Store security told College Station police they watched on the greenhouse video system one of the women taking items. while the others were shielding her from salespeople. The women were met in the parking lot by police and store security. According to the arrest report, they offered to pay for what they took, but after they could come up with only $100 between them, the women were arrested on charges of felony theft. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You may have lived in the Twin Cities long enough to remember the start of rebuilding freeway on and off ramps in June of 2013. There are three more to go, and the next phase starts today. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports new ramps on the freeway southbound between Highway 21 and MLK will open. That will be followed by the closure of the southbound ramps between MLK and William Joel Bryan. State Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station has announced he will seek re-election in 2018. Cassell, who runs a large-scale cattle business and a full-service hunting operation, is completing his third term in District 12. The mostly rural district covers portions of Brazos and McLennan counties and all of Robertson Falls and Limestone counties. During this year's legislative sessions, Cassell was vice chairman of the House Rules and Resolutions Committee. He also served on the House Calendars and Environmental Regulation and Natural Resources Committees. You can learn about Brazos County's pioneer history this weekend at Boonville Days. Executive Director of the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, Deborah Kelman, says the festivities kick off Saturday morning with the 9th annual Buffalo Stampede. Dr. Kelman recommends registering for the race ahead of time, along with purchasing tickets for an authentic chuck wagon meal, as food will be limited. Other activities for the whole family include live demonstrations, pony rides, and free shuttles to Boonville Heritage Park.
The buildings over there, the dog trot cabin is furnished with real, authentic 19th century antiques. And there'll be activities over there, too. We'll have some musicians over there and other folks with history tables and history information.
Find a full schedule of events online at BrazosValleyMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 62 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. The number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Lords and ladies of the realm, Bud Light invites you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Revel in 9 weeks of magic this fall. Enjoy the sights, sounds, and wonders every Saturday, Sunday, and Thanksgiving Friday, September the 30th through November 26th. Kids 12 and under are free every Sunday. Discount tickets are available at Walgreens and texrenfest.com. The whole kingdom promises to delight this fall at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah!
Good morning. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
High pressure will start to shift east of the area, and that results in lots of sunshine across the area today and some warmer temperatures. We should make our way up to about 85 this afternoon. Overnight, skies will have tendency to be clear to partly cloudy. It'll fall back to about 65 to 70 overnight. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. It's warm. Highs near 90 tomorrow afternoon. Clear close to 70 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunny and warm near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Kevin Sumlin talking a little bit about his senior wide receiver, Damian Ratley. By the way, Ratley, a really cool story. He told us the other day at Aggie Football Media Day that whenever he was a freshman at Blinn here in Bryan, that he was sitting on the couch watching Texas A&M play Alabama back in 2013, and he thought, you know what, I can do that. So then he went down to Blinn in Brenham, got on the team, walked on the football team there, was able to perform well, and then now he's at Texas A&M performing pretty well. So we'll hear from Damian as well as Coach Sumlin coming up, as well as Major League Baseball. The Astros will be taking on the Yankees in the ALCS. The NLCS still has yet to be decided. And Jerry Jones has come under some criticism, or at least he's back in the spotlight after making some statements about his players in the national anthem.
If you do not honor and stand for the flag in a way that a lot of our fans feel that you should, if that's not the case, then you won't play.
So we'll hear a little bit from Jerry Jones, as well as defensive lineman David Irving. The Cowboys players and coaches had a private meeting yesterday with Jones, and we'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
There you go, the story about that Damian Ratley. That's interesting, but similar to a story about a guy who went to college and went to a game and said, well, I can do that.
Yeah.
And walked on at Purdue.
Yeah.
His name was Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Seemed like it worked out okay.
And, with Damian, too, he's from Yoakum.
Okay.
And was not highly recruited. He didn't get offers, he said, from anybody coming out of high school. But he's always had really good speed and said, you know, yeah, I was sitting there, I was watching the game, and I thought, you know what, I can do that.
Yeah, that's a really cool story.
Yeah.
Nothing like having an opportunity. So Gallatin, Tennessee is the winner of the nicest place in U.S. America 2017.
Oh, right.
They didn't come here.
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
Yeah. Sponsored by Reader's Digest.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there were 10 finalists. And so it says the nicest place in America 2017, okay? So it's this town in Tennessee, Gallatin, Tennessee. Now, some of the other 10 finalists: Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Franklin, Nebraska. Hayesville, North Carolina. South Whigby Island in Puget Sound, Washington. That's
really
fine. One of the other finalists was Pflugerville High School.
Wait, what?
High school?
The high school. Not the whole town, just the high school.
That's weird.
All right.
Oriole Park in Baltimore.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. Doak's House in Waterford, Ohio. Okay.
Those are really
These are
specific
so
places.
Strange.
That's
yeah.
what I mean.
Okay.
And so
Well, I'm glad a whole town won.
Well, I would kind of agree.
By the way, Gallatin, Tennessee, 35 minutes or 30 and a half miles northeast of Nashville.
Okay.
Ah, there
so,
you are.
There you go.
Well, anyhow, no, as a matter of fact, Texas A&M was nominated by Judy Holman. I don't think I know Judy, but anyhow, people from all over the world teach here, go to school here, live here, work here, make this one of the friendliest towns in the country. A small town with a really big heart. With the college here, our students make this city one of the nicest places to live on earth.
This is the nicest place in America, and if you don't agree, then we're going to fight you.
Well, here's the problem is it's the
Don't wear burnt orange around these parts either.
Here's the reason. It's the exit and entrance ramps.
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started, Scott.
With the traffic. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
All right. So now we only have three left that they're going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people this morning getting annoyed already who probably are going to almost be late to work because of this.
Right.
And so what are we doing today?
Okay, so we are opening the southbound ramps that are in between Highway 21 and MLK. Those are the ones that have been closed for quite a while now.
Sure.
And then we are closing the next ones, so the southbound ramps between MLK and William Joel Bryan.
Of course.
Which is basically the exit to get to Blinn, if you're coming
that
way.
Exactly.
So,
or it's a major one to get to downtown Bryan.
Oh, that one too. Yep correct.
Yep.
So just be aware that you're going to have to get off early on the ones that were closed and now are open.
And we've been doing this for I don't know how long.
Oh, since 2013.
That's it. And then, so we've got three more. And then when we finish that, you know what we're going to do?
We're probably going to start changing
That's
them again.
Exact. We're going to start over.
Because everyone hates them.
That's right. So with that in mind, well, it's
No,
just
it's I understand. I understand.
It's just
Are we going to change the speed limit as well again?
I don't know. No, they got to keep it at 70 because that way that gets people down to 75.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're trying to do there.
True. Which, yeah, that's fine.
It's still crazy. It is still crazy, for instance, trying to, if you're on the access road southbound from University,
mm-hmm.
and there are people coming off of the freeway
Correct.
Wanting to get to Harvey,
and
it's not any better than it was before.
No, it's so bad.
Not. Now, here's my other question.
Okay.
If you're northbound and you're trying to turn left on University, okay, which is right by that Hampton Inn
right.
there, okay?
Oh, that one's fun, too.
Well, yeah. It is, because why is it that nobody will get into the most inside left-hand turn lane?
Right, correct.
I don't get that. And if people could mm-hmm. explain that to me, I'd like to know. Because I'll get to it if you'll just let me be able to.
Right.
Because if they make the shoulder bigger, then you could go ahead and do that.
Right. Well, I think part of it is why they stay in the middle, I guess, left-hand turn lane, is because they're eventually going to want to get over to where, like, Cheddar's and that whole shopping or restaurant area is over there. And that becomes difficult when you only have the bridge, basically, to make your move.
I just stop.
Well, yeah, that's what everyone does.
Really?
I just stop really there because I know that you can go down and make a turn and actually come back.
And someone else texted in this a while ago, but they made a really good point, too, is when you get onto the highway because you want to skip a light, right? So you're only going down one exit, but you want to skip a light. So you get on the highway.
Yeah.
But since you're about to get right back off again, you stay around 55 to 60 miles an hour.
Yep. You're the same people who ride the elevator for one floor.
Yes.
By the
talking to you, second floor people.
Hello.
You know, we wouldn't have any of these exit ramp issues if we had a
monorail. I know. I don't have it ready.
Monorail.
So we'll do it again sometime.
By the way, and Reeves, I'm sure you can attest to this, and I know that it's been talked about quite a bit, actually, is right there off the Barron exit
whenever
you're trying to get over to Graham, because a lot of people live off of Graham.
Sure.
And so whenever I'm heading on Highway 6 and I get off there on that Barron exit, and you're trying to get over to the right somehow, some way.
And you have to go across like three lanes.
Right, exactly.
And slam on your brakes.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. Well, I don't necessarily slam.
I'm not saying you. No. Yeah, but a lot of people
do. But and sometimes I have to pass Graham.
Yes,
and I have to go down. And now you've got that little cut through that you can go over there by
gate?
The...
Is it Bridal Gate where you...
No.
You can cut through Bridal Gate.
Yeah, I go through the parking lot over there. Where the...
I don't think that's legal.
By the bank?
Yeah.
Well, American Momentum Bank, you go over that?
Yeah, I go around it.
There's speed bumps in there, man.
Yeah, I slow down.
See, I'm lucky where I live. I actually go down the feeder road a little bit. I don't take Graham. I go even past Bridal Gate a couple of streets.
Yeah, okay.
And so, or I can go all the way down to Barron, actually, and it's still a quick route to my house. But you're right. That does get a little bit dangerous, especially when traffic is bad. We had that dad who sat out there and, like, counted how many almost accidents happened because his daughter did get rear-ended and got in a pretty bad accident because of that whole situation.
All right, so yesterday, I am driving north there. There's an accident, and of course, what the police do now is they basically put their car in a situation where they block the entire line so that people have to squeeze over. Got it? Okay, so there's an accident probably near, I don't know, it's not quite to Tower Point, okay?
Okay.
So there's And I see it continue to back up.
The accident that happened. I was there, too.
Between there and Rock Prairie, there were two more accidents.
Oh,
really?
Because people were not paying attention, and they rear-ended somebody in front of them.
Yeah. Yep. Rubbernecking.
Yep. Oh. I was getting on to...
about 6 o'clock, about that?
I was... I came on later, but there were still residue from the other accidents, I guess, that had backed up. And they had an ambulance on Barron... or on the feeder road. Either way, there was nothing going on except for an ambulance that I didn't really understand what it was doing other than stopping traffic even more.
Well, maybe it's to get to an injured person and they couldn't get
there.
True,
and they couldn't get down on the highway.
Maybe
but it was really, really backed up still. And
then you had people also trying to cross over the grass median to get to the access road on the southbound side. And again, I know we're complaining and we don't live in the big city. But
I know.
The daily, I'm sure they're probably cops out there right now shaking their head going, welcome to my world. That's where I am.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. custom precision cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's a story about world-famous artist Pablo Picasso that wonderfully illustrates how to see the value in other people you might otherwise miss. Picasso was sketching in a park one sunny afternoon when a woman recognized who he was and asked him to draw her portrait. He agreed. He turned to a fresh page in his sketchbook, and in one continuous line sketched an abstract representation of the woman. When he was finished, Picasso handed the woman the drawing. She was ecstatic. She thought it was beautiful, and she said, "I'd like to buy it from you. How much?" Picasso answered, $5,000. The woman was shocked. "How could you charge $5,000? That drawing only took you 5 minutes to draw." Picasso responded, "No, madam, it took me my whole life." The lesson here is simple. We tend to undervalue another person's worth. We often have no idea the years and effort someone has put into learning their job, a particular craft, or developing their character. We don't know the hurdles they've had to contend with or how those obstacles shape them into who they are. We only see the finished product, and we miss the deeper value. We often judge others by what's on the surface instead of looking deeper into their character. We have to guard against judging other people too quickly. Everybody has incredible value if we'll only take the time to see it. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Following the departure of Josh Reynolds last season, the Aggie football team found itself in search of a veteran presence at wide receiver. They seem to have gotten that with senior Damian Ratley, who Coach Kevin Sumlin calls the most improved player on offense.
He's an example of what real confidence and maturity does for you, right? So he's made a couple plays, and over the last four games, he's made at least one big play every one of these games, from Arkansas, the post, a couple digs, I mean, and other plays down the field that, for whatever reason, he struggled to make the last couple years. And now he's got a confidence level. He's talking on the sideline. It's part of growing up.
After making just two receptions last year, Ratley has already hauled in 10 catches for 228 yards this season. Damien says he's getting better, but adds that he's never satisfied.
I think I still got more improvement to make. No matter what, I'm still not going to be, you know, just completely just confident with what I can do. I'm always going to work harder to do what I need to do and do it at the best ability that I can.
Damien and guys will have their work cut out for them this Saturday when they head to Gainesville to take on the Florida Gators. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 5 right here on WTAW. Out on the volleyball court, the Aggies came up on the short end in Kentucky last night, falling to the 8th-ranked Lady Wildcats 3-0 in Lexington. With the loss, the Maroon and White fall to 5-8 on the season and 2-4 in SEC play. It'll be the Houston Astros and New York Yankees in this year's American League Championship Series. D.D. Gregorius went deep twice off of Indians ace Corey Kluber, and New York edged Cleveland 5-2 last night. The victory capped off a series rally for the Yanks, who were down 2-0 in that series. They'll head down to Houston tomorrow to kick off the ALCS against the Astros. First pitch is at 7:08 at Minute Maid. The matchup for the National League Championship Series has yet to be determined following the Nationals' 5-0 win over the Cubs yesterday. Michael Taylor smacked a grand slam in the top of the 8th for Washington, which will host the 5th and deciding game tonight at 7:08 in D.C. The winner advances to take on the L.A. Dodgers. James Harden scored 18 points and dished out 9 assists as the Houston Rockets topped the Memphis Grizzlies 101-89 in a preseason exhibition last night. This evening, it'll be the Dallas Mavericks heading to Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Tip-off for that one is at 6:30. And out on the ice, the Stars are in Nashville, paying a visit to the Predators at 7. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is in the spotlight again this week after he went on the record saying that he would bench players who didn't stand for the national anthem. Here's Jones.
My actions are going to be that if you do not honor and stand for the flag in a way that a lot of our fans feel that you should, if that's not the case, then you won't play. I would say that the implication that we're not respecting the flag is not going to is just not going to be accepted.
Following Jones's comments, the Cowboys players and coaches held a private meeting. Defensive lineman David Irving was asked what was discussed.
No, it was a private meeting we had. We can't really speak on it. I can't speak on it.
Mr. Jones speak with you guys?
Yeah, we had a couple words.
Now, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell also sent out a letter to all 32 teams in the league calling for players to stand for the anthem. And sticking with the NFL, Week 6 kicks off tonight in Charlotte with the 4-1 Carolina Panthers playing host to the 4-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff is at 7:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your Morning Sports Update brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
David Gardner wants to remind you that coming up next week on the 17th, that's Tuesday, it'll be the Brazos Valley Food Bank honoring his good friend, Gene Joyce, at the Celebration of Hope dinner. And that's a neat thing, and what David is doing is what he does for a lot of situations, is he has jewelry available, does it for nonprofits all the time. This is something really special, though. You have raffle tickets that are available for you. Raffle ticket is one out of 150 chances to win a $10,000 David Gardner's Jewelers gift card. Tickets are $100 each, or you can get 6 tickets for $500. And again, we invite you to attend the Celebration of Hope dinner honoring Gene Joyce. That's coming up on October the 17th. It'll be at the Hilton starting at 6 o'clock. But, you know, that is something that David and Julia have done for a long, long time. I mean, they both went to Consolidated. They grew up here. They keep giving back to the community. And like I say, most every nonprofit can say that David Gardner's at one time or another or continues to help them. David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive. All right, about a minute till. Oh, man, here you go. A company in Spain has invented diet avocados.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, it's a real avocado.
Yeah.
But it has 30% of the fat, only 30% of the fat.
Okay.
Also a milder flavor. I don't know that we like that or not.
Yeah, because it already doesn't taste like a whole lot.
True. Speaking of all that, actually, the thing is, though, it no longer will turn that nasty gray color. Just so you know that.
But then how do you know that it goes bad?
Well, you just eat it real fast. I'm not sure.
Okay.
By the way, if you got time today, Apparently, somebody put together a video of this queso that Chipotle has come out
with.
Yeah. Have you seen it? Where they interview Texans?
Oh, no. But I did have a friend who tried it last night. I need to ask.
Okay. Well, I mean, the non-Texans go, ooh, this is really good. I want some
too
more.
Too cheesy.
Yeah, and that's it. And then the Texans go, this is like cheese soup.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, the correct word for a female dude is what?
Ooh.
A dudette?
A dudette? That's
exactly, dudette.
Okay, yeah.
I'd never heard anything else, but just so you know.
Oh,
and there's this. Pong was never supposed to be released, but the owner of Atari liked it so much it went public. WGAW.